Bagpipes are in studio with me, and we're talking, what are we doing right now, Bauman?
Well, we did it during Gidden's segment a couple weeks ago. It's a version of what to do on Family Feud, a continuation of what we just did. We're calling it Quick Moolah.
Quick Moolah. All right.
Good answer, good answer.
What's a word that comes after the word pork?
Cupine.
Good answer.
Pufferfish.
Yeah. They don't want to kiss a pufferfish on the lips.
What animal would you love to kiss?
Pufferfish. Good answer. Jacob Rodriguez.
Somebody right. Listen to this. Thanks for having a stroke right now.
I know it. Don't run off the road. How many points we get or how many points we got to get?
There's five different questions, and you have to give me an answer for each one, and you only had 25 seconds.
Right, but how many points do we have to give?
100? You have to get to 200 together. So okay.
We're a team.
So y'all are a team.
What's our team name?
The dang gum sure ain't the Toffees, I can tell you that.
The Glutton Toffees. Hey,
I tell you who we are. We're the freaking Tigers, man.
Yeah.
How about that?
You ready, David?
He's first.
Oh, he's first?
Yeah, I have to put my little... Wait a minute. Do you ask me different questions or do I have to leave the room?
You can stay in here. It don't matter. Just make sure you remember them so you can answer quickly.
Yeah. I'm going first this time, then I'll go second next
and
time.
If the answer's not on the thing, I'll say nope.
Okay.
So you have to just...
So I can't give the answer he's giving.
No, so if he says, like, name an animal, and he says hippo.
Pufferfish. I can't say pufferfish,
you'll
right?
You'll get a nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you'll have a little extra time because of that.
Yeah.
But I can't say the same answer he does, right?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Gittins.
Ready?
I'm with you, baby.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I get time to think about this.
Timer starts as soon as I read off the first question.
Yep.
We asked 100 people, name something you find in a glove compartment.
Registration.
Okay. Name something people buy at a gas station.
Gas.
Name a popular sport people play in school.
Baseball.
Name something you might find in a kitchen.
Fork.
No.
Knife.
Nope.
Plate.
We'll give that to you. You didn't get to the final question.
How do you not have a knife or a fork in a kitchen?
It just didn't make the top five.
What?
It's probably an appliance.
David, you're kind of screwed on the last question.
Yeah, I'm screwed being his partner.
Hey, that's the same thing that happened last time. Now you understand the difficulties of being a host during Quick Moolah.
You ready, David?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think of my answers here.
No, it's going to start.
No, wait a minute.
We asked 100 people.
That's not how it works.
We asked 100 people, David. Name something you might find in a glove compartment. 30 seconds go.
Ice scraper.
No.
Not. He said registration. How about a tag receipt?
Nope.
Gloves.
All right.
Okay.
Name something people might find at a gas station.
Might buy?
Buy.
Okay, drinks.
Okay.
All right.
Name a popular sport people play in school.
Basketball.
Name something you might find in a kitchen.
Oven.
Name something people use to clean their house.
Vacuum cleaner.
All right, that's it. David had 3 seconds to spare.
Nice.
Okay, so let's
go.
Can
I change one of my answers?
No, let's go. We got it. We got this.
So the first question, name something you might find in a glove compartment. Giddens got the number one answer.
Let's go.
I knew that.
Registration insurance papers was the number one answer. David got the number four answer with gloves.
What is the number two and three answer?
The number two answer was napkins and tissues. Number three was sunglasses. And the last... answer was phone charger.
Okay.
So that brings y'all to a total of 44 points after the first question.
Okay.
We're behind.
That's good.
We're ahead of schedule. 40 is right on target.
The next question. Name something people buy at a gas station. The number one answer, which nobody got, was snacks.
I said drinks. That's a snack.
No. The number two answer was drinks.
And gas was third at a gas station?
The gas was third.
Ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Four was lottery tickets and eight was cigarettes.
Not in Alabama.
So now you're up to 92 points. You're halfway there.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's big. That's big time.
Next one. Name a popular sport people play in school.
We got this, baby. Yeah.
David with the number one answer, basketball.
Why? Because there's a gym in the dadgum school.
Number two was football. Three was baseball.
Yep.
Four was soccer.
Yeah.
No,
and five was volleyball.
So glad you didn't say that.
I know what the big three is.
Y'all are now at 148 points.
Right, wait a minute. Do you know right. what? You know what should have been number one on that? Seriously, what did you play as a elementary kid in school?
Baseball,
kickball,
kickball. Yes, sir.
All right, David. Here we go. See if you and Giddens can finish strong.
He only gets one of these. Yeah.
Name something you might find in a kitchen. The number one answer. It's always running.
Wait a minute, listen. Your refrigerator. But do you know why he answered fork? Think about it. That's the most important thing in the kitchen to him.
David with the number two answer. Stove or oven?
How much would that one get?
26 points.
Hey, we're about, 30 points away?
The third answer was sink. The fourth was microwave. And Giddens clutched up with 8 points here with dishes and plates.
That's right. Every point matters.
You're at 182 points.
Oh, we need 18 points. I got this, baby. Vacuum's going to be
name something
there.
People use to clean their home. With the number one answer, David won the game. Yeah. Vacuum for 32 points.
Don't ever get me about losing again. I saved your butt this time, and that's a big butt to say.
Hey, it's a team game.
Man, I'm telling you.
So David's a winner all around today. He won.
Are we playing two rounds of it where I go second?
No.
Oh, man, I want to go second.
Don't ever say anything about me losing again.
And he'll lose next week.
He asked me all those hard questions. And he asked you, name an animal you wouldn't want to kiss. And you said, pufferfish.
Jacob Rodriguez.
Come on here now. Why,
you know you wouldn't want to kiss a pufferfish?
I can think of 16,000 more animals I could think before that, though.
I'm going to pull up a picture of pufferfish and let's see if you want to kiss that or not.
A bullfrog.
A bullfrog, an elephant, a gorilla, a giraffe.
I don't know how you'd kiss a giraffe. That'd be kind of a hard problem.
Get on a ladder.
You want to kiss this?
Actually, that would be way on down the list for me.
What about a skunk?
I said skunk. All right. Giddens, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Next time you go to the zoo, find the puffer fish.
I'll find the animals.
Find the puffer fish. That's not even an animal.
It's an aquarium.
No, fish is not an animal.
God, we don't have time for this.
Is water wet?
Fish is not an animal.
Fish are animals, man. I eat them all the time. Just like a cow, pig, chicken.
Is a bug an animal?
That's an insect.
Okay.
I don't eat those. See, I said I didn't say anything about eating insects.
What about a reptile or an amphibian?
I have not, but I have seen people who eat it before. Turtles.
You never ate gator?
Is that considered, I guess?
It's a reptile, David.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I have ate gator bites before.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me this. I'll ask each one of you.
Frog legs? That's amphibian.
One question for homework before next week.
I don't do homework.
Yeah.
My dog ate it.
Think about it.
Shepherd ate my homework.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Think about it.